Anthony Crea was a senior member of the Socceroos coaching staff back in 2006, and he now represents some of the biggest names in Australian football, names like Mark Bresciano, Vince Grella and Alex Brosk, and he joins us on the line. Anthony, good evening.
Stephen, how are you?
I'm good. Can Australia host the World Cup properly?
Oh, most definitely. Obviously, the Olympics was a huge success in Sydney. Obviously, the World Cup is a global, a national event. But, you know, we've got the stadiums that are needed. So, and you know, Australian people embrace a tournament of that magnitude with no problem.
Don't we have to do a fair bit of upgrading, though, before we're ready?
Look, you know, probably the biggest challenges are in, say, like the cities of, say, Perth. You look at Brisbane, they've got, you know, Suncorp, I think, which is you've got Sydney major stadiums, Melbourne major stadiums. I don't think so. I don't think there's a lot of upgrading that needs to be done.
Players like Harry Kewell, Mark Bresciano, Tim Cahill, they're not going to be available in 2022. Where are the next batch of football superstars going to come from in Australia?
You know, that's a huge question, Steve. You know, I think we had a golden era coming into 2006, where all the players were playing at the biggest club, biggest leagues, and the biggest thing about it is they were actually playing at top levels. We can hope that happens come, you know, too. But, you know, I know they're trying. You know, the FFA have, you know, implicated obviously the Dutch system. And, you know, you've got the RES that, you know, is trying to produce the next batch of senior Socceroos.
Is our development system good enough to nurture and produce the talent required to win the World Cup?
Look, you know, that's a tough one. I don't think at the moment it is. That's being purely blunt. We just don't have the infrastructure. Obviously, a lot of our best players, or the better players, are always wanting to go overseas and test themselves in the biggest arenas against the best players. So you lose them at very young age, you know, at 17, 18, 19. Which are very critical times. And while they do that, the journey is, you know, is very up and down, and it's a tough journey. It's the infrastructure in Australia at the moment we don't have, but we're working towards.
Anthony, the A-League was supposed to mark a new era in domestic football. However, it seems to have lost some of its luster over the last couple of seasons. How do we perform at the highest level without a strong domestic competition?
Very difficult, Steve. Again, you're relying on those better players going overseas, and you're hoping they play and they learn and they play against, you know, the better players around the world. But you know, the object of the A-League was to try and keep those players here and bring better players to Australia, so then we can nurture and look after our next big talent, our next best talents here within the A-League. But, you know, it's tough at the moment. It's a tough market at the moment.
Nobody can argue that the previous administrations or previous incarnations of Australian Football Administration certainly had their issues. Soccer Australia and the Australian Soccer Federation and all the other names that it's been called have had issues. But was the formation of the FFA just politics, or was it a real turning point for the game?
Look, you know, you could argue that it's a bit of both there, Steve, but it was definitely a turning point for the game. I think, you know, with the appointment of Frank Lowe as chairman and his contacts, you know, Australia needed that and needed Mr. Lowe behind it. Sure, it's not always smooth sailing, and it's not going to be. There's going to be problems, you know, even though Mr. Lowe is running the ship. But, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, there've obviously been a few dramas within the A-League, you know, referring back to licences and clubs having financial difficulties. But, you know, the flip side is the Socceroos played on the weekend and they had a win, and you know, they look like they've got a sort of spring in their step at the moment.
If you could wave a magic wand, in your experience, what would be the two biggest things we need to do to put in place to be ready for the 2022 World Cup? I guess one from an organisation perspective and one point from a player perspective.
I think from an organisational perspective, the A-League needs to fire. It needs to have its, you know, regular crowds. You know, Sydney needs to have 20,000 at every match. You know, we need to try and have 12 or 14 teams. You know, that's very important, because if you look at, you know, all the other leagues in the world, the Spanish, the English, the Italian, the German, you know, even the Asian leagues, you know, you look at the Korean League, you look at the A-League, look at the league in China. They're establishing themselves to be, you know, world class. And their players, when you refer to the players are benefiting from that. Now you see better Korean players, better Chinese players, better Japanese players. And, you know, they're going to slowly catch us if we don't start to bring our players and keep them here in Australia.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. Anthony, I hope to see you at the 2022 World Cup in some capacity. Thanks for joining us on Backlash.
Thank you, Stephen.
That was football player manager Anthony Crea, and he was also the assistant coach of the Socceroos at the 2006 World Cup.